John Forslund, what is happening with the Seattle Kraken as they come into the Rogers Arena on a Monday night?
Well, Simmer, that's a tough one to answer, but the way we approach this is the following. We go game to game because there has been a progression coming back from the latest, I'd say, six-week period here. But they're 4-7 in their last 11 games, and obviously that's not very good. But there has been a progression in terms of staying in games, playing a little tighter defensively. Goaltending has come around a little bit. Philip Grubauer is coming off his best game of the season in Calgary. So there are some things that you have to latch on to, and with an expansion team, just take it from game to game. Because if you look at the overall picture, it's really hard to draw conclusions to what happened in October, November, and so on.
So the Kraken are a minus 21 goal differential in first periods, which is not good. But then again, their opponent tonight, the Vancouver Canucks, is something like around minus 16, 17, not much better. So, man, oh man, fast start, urgent tonight.
Either that or don't play the first period and get right to the second period. Put the second period on the scoreboard. Yeah, and that's been a thing, you know, especially at home for the Kraken. It's a good point. They chase games way too much, and they fall behind very early. And they have breakdowns very early in games, which deflates your home crowd, deflates your team most importantly, and really puts your goalie in a tough spot. And so that's kind of been a bugaboo for the team. And I think they're in a position, obviously, with no pressure. At least with Vancouver, you could say there's a little bit of pressure because this is a big game for them tonight to have any hope of getting near the cut line.
Speaking of pressure, give me the Seattle Kraken 3 stars to this point in the season.
3 stars for me would be Jared McCann, number one. He'd be the number one star, 20 goals, been great no matter who he's played with, and this team has gone through a collection of different line combinations all season long. On the back end, the anchor has been Adam Larson. Very quietly, he's put up big minutes, shot blocking, physical. He, too, has carried along some partners, and now he has some chemistry with Giordano. That's been good to watch. The third star, that's an interesting one because Eberle was the all-star selection, so he'd be in the mix for this. Yanni Gourde has been an energy guy, and he's been a little frustrated, but he's been better overall for the entire season. I would put him probably as one of my 3 stars. But other guys are right there with it. So I would say those are the 4, with me taking Gourde over Eberle for the 3rd star of what we've seen so far.
And you don't mention Grubauer there, which is understandable, but this must just be a weird season for him. I mean, for all the guys who come into an expansion team, but for a goalie in particular.
Well, the numbers for both guys, he and Chris Drieger, are very bad. And so save percentage, high danger, save percentage, all these different things you look at, it's very easy to point a finger at goaltending in Seattle and say, that's a big problem. For me, it has a lot to do with how organized they've been defensively. And I think with Grubauer, he was very dialed in training camp. He was exceptional in the first 5 games of the season that were on the road. He was pretty good in late October. Then the team got to November. And when the team got to November, they were lost defensively. And he started to play way too much because Drieger was injured. So he had to play probably more than they wanted him to. He was never getting a break. He was overly taxed. The soft goals started to go in. And then there was a game in November against Colorado after he had played against Chicago on a Wednesday night. Colorado comes in on a Friday night in the middle of November, and Drieger gets the start. And I think he had that game circled since he signed in Seattle. And he didn't get the nod, and it was Hakstol kind of pointing a finger at him after the Chicago game saying, we need a save here. And to me, it was way early for that. And I think they lost Philip for probably 3 weeks where he wasn't right, you could tell. And I'm just reading into it. This is my own opinion. But just observing him and all that, then he started to get himself back again. And since Christmas, practice-wise, in the games, he hasn't been an issue.
Well, let's face it, the first star of the organization is John Forslund. Forzy, thank you very much.
You got a lot of issues if that's the case, but I appreciate it.